Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Horace Clark. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Gibbs moves to second. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is called out on strikes. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Maris scores. Gibbs moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Agee for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Peterson covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-0 in the game. Horland hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. A.G. hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Buford moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Horland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Adair reaches second base with a double. McCraw goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Berry reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Whitey Ford now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and has Berry trapped. He races towards second and tags Berry for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horlan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Richardson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford fires to first and picks off Agee. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Ford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Billy Brian pinch hits for Whitey Ford. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.